Democrats put money in their human services budget to reopen the home, but word was that the governor would have vetoed that, so Republicans and Democrats have agreed to spend only $500,000 for basic maintenance at the Toledo facility. Des Moines Democrat Jack Hatch says he hopes the legislature doesn't give up on a home for delinquent girls like boys have in Eldora.
And hopefully by next year we can make a more informed decision on whether or not we need a training facility for these young women.
Hatch says even if the governor loses the lawsuit over the closing of the home, there won't be money in the budget to reopen it. The budget bill mandates tracking of the girls who were transferred to private facilities from Toledo. The governor closed the home following reports of abusive treatment of the girls. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.